Well, hello, guys. Listen, I am here sitting with a great friend of mine, Miss Aisha Dohawk. Let's welcome Aisha. She is here with me today. And we're here going to talk about the Leap Before You Look book. So this is my first book that I just wrote. And again, it's called Leap Before You Look, The Principles to Conquer Your Fear and Pursue Your Life's Purpose. And Aisha is here with me because Aisha was one of the first people who decided to purchase the book, because I think she was just about excited as I was. Were you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, look, and I was like, you know what? Hey, listen, I think it'll be a good idea for us to have a candid conversation and for us to share with everybody who you are, what you do, share your social media handles, and we're just going to dive right into the book and have a great conversation. So tell everybody about yourself, Aisha.
So first of all, thank you for inviting me here. I'm Aisha Dohawk, and I'm as my full-time position, I work as a case manager in the NICU at Children's Hospital. But besides that, I am an entrepreneur. I have a t-shirt business, as well as working on some other things.
And you've been doing that for quite some time now, right?
Yeah, so the t-shirt business we've had for 2 years now.
Okay.
That has gone really well. It was initially supposed to be my husband's business, and I think I took over. And now I can't stop.
I know he's not complaining about that, right?
He's not. Okay. But I found ways to incorporate that into some of the other things that I'm doing. So it's actually working well.
Yeah, and I see that you post a lot of motivational tips on your page too.
Yes.
For girl CEOs, girl bosses, and trying to keep them motivated and making them, you know, look deeper within themselves to keep on pushing forward and things of that nature. So I really enjoy those, seeing those every day. And so, Aisha, when you read the book, let me ask you, what really prompted you to want to purchase the book? Like, when I started the announcement, because, you know, I was going all over the place, like, look, I'm now an author, and I have my new book.
Right.
So, you know, hey, so what? Tell me, what made you actually decide that, you know what, I want to read this book?
So, honestly, initially, when you first started posting about it, I was like, of course, I'm going to get a book. I'm going to support my girlfriend. I'm excited to read about it. And the title of it really did catch me. I was like, wow, that's going to be something. So once I was got the pre-order and I'm in the waiting period and you talk more about it and kind of gave bits and pieces here and there, I was like, oh, this is going to be something. I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, so I'm glad that when I was coming up with the title, I wanted to make sure that it was something catchy, something that would, you know, of course, you know, attract the audience to be interested in reading the book of, you know, my journey and, you know, how to pursue their own life's purpose. And so I wanted to be creative with the title of the book. So it's good to know that that's something that really, that it worked.
Yes.
It worked.
It's simple words, but it makes you think.
Right.
And that's what you want. You want to give, you know, your audience something to think about before they even open the book. And it definitely did that for me.
Okay. So that's good. So as you were reading the book and you started going through the chapters, like, what is your overall feedback, or what is your overall thought about the whole book and the way that it was written? I mean, did I do a good job for a first time offer?
An excellent job. If you would have never told me, I would have never thought that this was your
really?
First time.
Good. Thank you.
But it was good. It was an easy read. And sometimes I find that hard sometimes with reading is I pick up a book and it doesn't seem to be an easy read. But I was able to read this book as like having a conversation like we're having right now. It just kind of makes you think as you're reading. And, you know, when you're able to feel what the person is reading, it makes it more meaningful, and you want to keep flipping page to page.
Like, well, that's good.
When you get a book that you say, I couldn't stop, and that's why.
And it's funny that you said that, because I had a couple of people that read the book that also gave me the same feedback. Like, they felt like, I had one girl say, I picked up the book and I was like, oh, well, let me just kind of read a little bit, and then I'll just get to it later and read it, you know, later when I get home from work. But, I mean, beknownst to her, she started reading it and she could not put it down. And she was like, you know what? I read the whole book while I was at work. She was like, I don't think I got that much work done that day. But I was like, well, you know, hey, you know, I'm glad that it, you know, it gravitated. Mm-hmm. You guys gravitated to the book in that manner. And then the other thing is, it's compact. So yes, that was another thing, too. So you can always grab it and go if yes, you're traveling. You're on the beach, you're on the plane, wherever you're going, you can always just grab it and yes, kind of throw it in your purse because it's not bulky, it's not heavy. Right. And I just feel like you can get your point across without having a big, bulky
exactly,
book, right? Would exactly, you agree with that?
Yep.
Okay, so the other thing I found in the book that, you know, that when I was writing it is that I wanted to express some lessons and some values. Of mm-hmm, course, being from the island of Jamaica and having certain things occur in my life based on, you know, my background and where mm-hmm, my mom was raised, where my dad is, and things of that nature. What lessons or values did you take from the book? What stood out the most to you as you were reading?
I can say what stood out the most was just being transparent. A lot of times, whether it's in a book or even just having a conversation or whatever it could be, a lot of times people have, you know, I've seen people not really be real and pour their heart out.
Okay.
So the audience can't really feel what you're
feeling.
Or
relate to them. Right.
So it was really, really relatable. And again, as being an entrepreneur, I could relate to a lot in the book for the things that I'm going through. And that made it even more meaningful.
Okay. And I think that's important because you want to show authenticity when you're mm-hmm, writing a book. You don't want to, especially if it's a biography, right. I think it's important that we express our true selves mm-hmm, to our audiences and that we let them know that at the end of the day, we're human. We're not robotic. And so we can display that
right,
without being judged or being viewed a certain type mm-hmm, of way. And it could also help the reader, you know, right, the reader could definitely gain some great values and tips, mm-hmm, I believe. Would you
yes,
agree with that?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely,
with that, you know, with reading it. So in other words, you were able to connect.
Yes, definitely. Like I said, I have my book here with me. I've highlighted so much.
And listen, y'all, she has her book here. She brought it with her to the interview session, and it has paper clips all in it. It's yes, there's tons yes, of highlight. All I see is a bunch of yellows going through her book, and that's meaningful to me. I mean, I'm just overjoyed right now because I'm so glad I put my heart into this book, and to know that, you know, you all are actually going back to it. You're referencing certain mm-hmm, things, and so that's really, really important. So now, once you've read the book, do you find that you're feeding your spirit and soul more to guide your footsteps? I mean, being an entrepreneur, do you find that you are having to change some things? Like, did it trigger something within you to say, you know what, let me do this differently? Or maybe I need to take a different pathway to get to where I'm destined to be. So what have you done?
That's definitely, it did give me a lot of rethinking, a lot of regrouping with where I'm trying to go. And just knowing that initially being an entrepreneur, my idea was you create something, you put it out there, everybody's going to buy it. And that's really not how it happens.
Right.
And I didn't realize that until doing research, reading your book, and just knowing that don't think about the end process. Start.
Yes.
Start.
That's so
learn as
important.
You go. You're going to fall. There are going to be bumps in the road, but just start and go.
Right. And that's a very good point because a lot of people in the book, I talked about the microwavable effect.
Yes, I highlighted that.
Did you highlight
that? Oh my God, what chapter was that? I did.
I talked about the microwavable effect, guys. And I talked about what my point to that was, is that we live in a world where everybody wants things, society wants things to happen quickly. it doesn't work that way. We have to start, have some starting point and work our way up. And in order for that to happen, we have to set the foundation in order to get to that point. So it's just like our children, you know, they're like, hey, mom, you know, I want my hair long. So let me go get this weave. And they just get it. You know what I mean? And it happens. But the process of letting it grow.
Underneath, it's still short.
Underneath, it's still short. But it's still that growth process. And so we have to understand, and that really stuck out to me when I was writing. I had to make sure that I highlighted the point that we don't live in a microwavable world where we put something in, poof, it pops, and it's done and complete. And it does not work that way. You know, and I know you have a young daughter yourself, okay? And look, I'm proud of Aisha. Aisha's son has been drafted to the NFL. Yes, so she's a mom busy, a busy entrepreneur with her businesses, with her kids going to the games and working with children during the day, which is a really, really good career for her. So with all of this, you know, in life, we always feel that we deserve certain things. And it's not necessarily that we're deserving of it, but it just means that, you know, we feel as humans that we deserve certain things. So as far as where you are in your career and where you are with as being an entrepreneur, what do you believe you deserve in your next season?
I've learned that in my next season, the main thing that I deserve is happiness. It doesn't have to do with anything materialistic. It really doesn't have to do with my career or my business. Because I think when you find happiness within yourself, then everything will go from that.
I agree with that.
So and that's kind of where I came up from. I don't know if you've seen, but I came up with the slogan of love yourself first, because I so believe that that's where it starts. And everything else will fall into place. Whether it's your career, your business, your marriage, friendships, everything. You've got to start with yourself.
So because you do a lot of motivational quotes, postings, and you know, you emphasize that quite a bit. What would you say to your younger self who probably didn't possess that? I'm just going to assume. Am I assuming correctly?
I did not.
Okay, because most of us have not, we didn't learn to really, we loved ourselves.
But
we didn't know from the inside how to really do that. So that leads me into asking you, with you saying that, for the people that are listening to this podcast right now, how would you recommend, or what would you tell your younger self who did not really love herself?
I would say that in order to get past people not liking you, or people talking about you, or people thinking certain things about you, it's usually because you think those things of yourself. Because otherwise, unless they're verbally telling you that to your face, it's an inner feeling. And sometimes we take for granted in realizing the inner feelings. We focus on what other people are saying about us or what other people are thinking about us.
So it's the pre-notion in our heads because we're embedding these thoughts into our minds,
And that was me. I thought that I wasn't good enough. I thought I needed to be in certain relationships instead of being single and just finding myself.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, no, I appreciate your realness, but do you think that that's one of the biggest issues, you know, because let's keep it real. This is a candid conversation,
okay?
And if you're not, does one not being in a relationship, does that mean that they're less than the person who might be in a relationship?
That's what I thought back then.
Okay.
You were less than if you were single.
Okay.
If you weren't in a full, happy relationship with the kids in the house and everything is perfect and beautiful, that's what it looked like, then you weren't up to par with those that were.
Right. Okay. Okay. But so after you've, you know, matured and gotten, you know, into your own, you know, discovering your own self, you really understood that that foundation of those pre-notioned mm-hmm. things, that that's not really what it is. It's all make-believe.
It's all in my head. And I didn't realize that until I started with my journey of going through anxiety really, really bad mm-hmm. and being so determined to get out of that. And how was I going to do that? I had to get into my own head.
Okay.
Nobody could do that for me. Everybody could say, oh, just, you'll be fine. Just forget about it. Don't think about it. Snap out of it.
Right.
But I had to get into my own head.
Yeah.
And start changing the way I thought.
Yeah. And that's really, really important, because our what we think and the way that we feel, it comes out in our demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And how we portray ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very good point that you brought that up. And guys, I hope that you are really taking note of these things, because as I was writing the book, that's why it was so important for me to dig deep in myself to make sure that I was being transparent and I was sharing with you all some of the things that I had experienced. Mm-hmm. How did I become Nyoka Simone? I mean, I've experienced several things. You see, I was trying to discover myself.
Right.
I was like, okay, do I want to be this, or mm-hmm. that? And at the end of the day, we never know what God has destined for us to
right.
become. And so he takes us through these different courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we can, at the end of the day, see the big picture.
Yes.
And the big picture was for me to become an interior designer. So all the nail art,
yes.
all the wedding planning and all of that stuff, it's what helped contribute to the person
mm-hmm.
that I am today as an entrepreneur. So that's deep right there.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do was I wanted to pull page 61 of the book. All right. It was something that really stuck out to me, and I wanted to talk about, well, mention it on the podcast. So there was a quote that I quoted in the book. It's by C.S. Lewis. And the quote says, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the end."
Wow.
And Aisha, you said that earlier. You really said that mm-hmm. earlier as we were talking. You didn't know that I was going to be referencing that.
And I didn't even have that part highlighted.
And you didn't have, she had a lot highlighted in her book, but she didn't have that one highlighted. But I wanted to bring that up because you mentioned that. And it just so happened, you didn't know that I was going to be bringing that up. But you said this exact same thing earlier in the conversation.
See? But I do. I believe that, you know, starting is never going to be perfect. You just have to put your mind to it and say, you know what, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to start. Whatever it is you want to start, just say, I'm going to start. I don't know how I'm going to start, but I'm just me saying that I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to start. I'm going to put my best foot forward.
And you're going to keep on going.
And go.
Yes, you have to. You have to in that process. So as an entrepreneur, we know building a business is never easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we know writing a book is never easy, okay? But it's like anything else, like we said, we've been saying this whole conversation, anything that you desire or
mm-hmm.
really want to do, you're going to really put your best foot forward
yes.
and you're going to get it done.
Yes.
Let me ask you, what do you find that motivates you every day to get up and go and conquer the world? What stands out to you? What would you tell everyone that's listening to this podcast today? Which typically we have quite a few people that listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them right now about what motivates you, and what would you tell them to encourage them to be motivated?
I would say what motivates me every day I get up in the morning, I pray, but then I say, you know, I've learned to love me, and that is I'm my biggest motivator. I mean, I love my husband, I love my kids, and they love me, but I am my biggest motivator.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get up and know that I'm of sound mind, I can put my feet on the floor and get my day going, that is motivation.
That's motivation, period, because we have another day, another opportunity.
That's it. And that's how I think. I'm like, God gave me another day to get this thing right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I might get it wrong, but at least I have another chance. Right. And that's what you just got to keep going and just keep giving yourself a chance and believe. You got to have faith in yourself. And I think that's what I learned the most.
Faith over fear. You hear that?
Faith over fear. I used to be so scared of so many things because I really didn't understand faith.
Right. And when you don't understand faith, that's huge.
It really is.
Because faith should definitely overcome your fear.
It really is.
And in order to pursue, like I said in the book, in order to pursue your life's purpose, you have to stand true and hard on faith.
You do.
And knowing and believing that at the end of the day, that you can pursue your life's purpose. Mm-hmm. There's not, like you said, nothing's going to be perfect. But when you stand true and hard on faith, you're unstoppable.
That's it.
You're totally unstoppable.
That's it.
No one can get in the way of what's destined for you. Because mm-hmm. what God has for you is for you.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And it's, my husband hates it because he says I have such a no care attitude. And it's not that I don't care. Uh-huh. It's just that I've allowed faith to take over anything else. Nothing else matters to me. If I have faith and believe in what I believe in, that's all that matters to me. That's it.
Yeah. Now, what would you tell the people that are listening now? What would you tell them as far as being motivated? How can they stay motivated?
I would say, in order to stay motivated, again, you have to, it starts with you. You have to want to be motivated. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you have to believe in yourself and know that you have to say to yourself, I can do this. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Don't feel like you can't. Don't worry about if you don't have money to do it or if you don't have credit to do it. Don't worry about any of those things. Just believe that you can. Every day, keep believing that you can do it.
I agree.
And you'll get there. It's not going to happen overnight. And that's one of the things that I had to learn is things aren't going to happen overnight. You just got to keep believing.
You got to keep believing. I agree with that. And I know that, you know, at one point in my life, I almost gave up on myself. Mm-hmm. And I almost gave up because I didn't know what faith looked like. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that my faith wasn't strong. And of course, in reading the chapter one, as you did, mm-hmm. you can see that a lot of that came from my mother, my grandmother, mm-hmm. and all of those different people that played a significant role in my life. And so it was critical for me as I was getting older that although I lacked faith, that I had at some point increased my faith. Mm-hmm. And that was really important. So I just wanted to make sure that I knew the principles that I needed to stand true to my own self, right, in order to persevere into my own adulthood, mm-hmm. lifestyle. As a mother, mm-hmm. as a sister, as a friend, that was something that I needed to make sure that I did. Now, I know we're kind of one in the same a little bit.
Yes.
Because
crazy.
So the funny thing is, all right, so we have families. I mean, no, I'm not married anymore. As you guys know in the book, I am divorced, but I am a single parent of two beautiful daughters, okay? I do work a full-time job for the federal government. In addition to having my business, and I'm always doing workshops, I'm doing podcasts, my products, and just being an author, all kinds of things, right? But all things that are in alignment with me being an interior designer. Now, I know I talked about, I had a whole chapter on work-life balance.
Oh, my God.
I had a whole chapter, yes, on work-life balance, and I was like, I cannot write this book without having this chapter, because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you now, if you want to be quite honest, I have so many people that like, girl, you always doing, yes, the most. You know, you got this going on. How do you keep it all together? You got your girls. You know, how do you keep it all together? Aisha, how do you keep it all together? Let's start there. How do you find yourself keeping it together?
I can say that I've just learned to, I had to tell my family initially, just be patient with me. when dinner wasn't cooked or something, you know, we began to eat out a lot because I didn't have time to cook. And I think it helps when we have kids, we don't have younger kids, our kids are older, so, you know, they're kind of self-understanding,
they can independent.
Do their things. Yeah. Like, if I don't cook dinner, they can eat. They'll figure
but
out.
But they want that home cooked meal sometimes.
But you are right. So what I had to do was really sit back and align myself with what I was trying to do. My full-time job, I have no time to do anything with my business. I don't get lunch breaks typically because I work in an intensive care unit. I'm on the go all day, mm-hmm. on the unit all day. So sometimes you're eating on the go. Lunches, I don't have a lunch hour.
Oh, okay. So that makes a big difference.
It does.
That makes a big difference in a work day. Okay. Unlike myself, who I do get that hour. And I do get to telework.
See, I
so you know
typically don't do that. I do, but for me, my work really can't get done.
Get done right there. Yeah, I totally get that. And so which means with that without having that flexibility. In the book, when we talk about work-life balance, mm-hmm. it you know, it's definitely a challenging thing. But when you believe in something wholeheartedly and you're so goal-driven, mm-hmm. you make it happen.
You do. You do.
Because we in life, we tend to prioritize the things that are important to us. And we put those mm-hmm. things at the forefront.
That's it.
Right? So we know, for example, family is important.
Yes.
We need that family. We need the support. Our main careers are what supports our entrepreneurship.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so all of these are very important key factors. Mm-hmm. So how do you plan? Like for me, I usually plan on Sundays. So Sundays I do nothing but plan for my week. And when I do that, I identify what is my goals for this week? Mm-hmm. What is it that I want to accomplish? What is it that my daughter, I mean, one of my daughters is in college, so, you know, she's self-sufficient, mm-hmm. but my daughter that's here, you know, I make sure that she's taken care of. And now since she has a car, wish I could have included that in the book, but I can't. But as of date of this podcast, my daughter, who's 16-year-old, her dad bought her a car. So that means that she's now, that makes it even more better
yes.
and flexible for
yes.
me. And you have a 16-year-old daughter too.
Yes.
So I'm sure you can't wait until she
yes.
can kind of be mobile and move around.
Absolutely.
Because then you don't have to be here, there.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughters actually go to the same high school too. So, you know, we're busy with like back to school nights
yes.
or events happening
and
at the school.
I think they're both in the medical program.
They're in the medical program together.
Yep.
And Aisha has been very a contributing factor, guys, to my daughter, who I also talked about towards the end of the book, who had open heart surgery. It was a case, as you all read, or if you have not gotten the book, I definitely recommend that you all get the book so that you can read more about it, read in more detail. But it was something that eventually, had I not discovered it, that my daughter would have ended up getting a heart disease or a heart condition later on down in life, which would have cut down her lifespan. Mm-hmm. And Aisha actually works at the hospital where she made sure her and alongside some of the other nurses that were phenomenal in making sure that the experience was as good as it could mm-hmm. be at the time, making sure that my family and I were okay while we were there with my daughter and things as such. So, you know, they're in the medical program together at the school. And I think based on my daughter's circumstances, this has, of course, pushed her even more mm-hmm. to want to pursue a career in the medical field.
My
so I think,
too.
Yeah. And Aisha's daughter also has experienced a brain. And she's 16, guys. She experienced a brain a situation in her brain without having to go into too much detail, but that could have been the end of her life as well.
Yes.
So we're both parents of children who experience a lot of changes in their lives.
Really fast.
Really, really, really mm-hmm. fast. And at any time, anything could have happened. But,
yes.
you know, being a proactive parent, although
yes.
our schedules are heavily busy.
Yes.
We made sure to make time for that, for those things that really matter, which was our children.
Yes.
And so I'm just glad that, again, like I said earlier, you know, we have some similar things in common as it pertains to the children, us being entrepreneurs and working full-time jobs. And, you know, it's just a good feeling when you know that you have a support system that can help you to, you know, be a part of your growth process. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important. And what I want to do is I just want to quickly go through some of the declarations that I wrote in the book that I felt that was very important as I was writing the book. And it says, I am confident, I will ignite my faith, I am an achiever, and I will leap into my blessings. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So guys, I want to leave you with that. And Aisha, do you have anything that you would like to say to the audience as we're wrapping up tonight's call or podcast?
I would just say, guys, continue to believe in yourself. If you haven't read the book, definitely get it because it will really help. Leap Before You Look is it's an amazing set of words. It the meaning behind it is amazing, and you've got to leap, believe in yourself, love yourself first. Don't let anyone tell you anything. You can do it, but you just have to believe in yourself. And I really just that's something I want to leave everybody and hope that you guys pursue whatever it is your dreams are.
And I want to leave you all as I close out with this prayer. It says, Heavenly Father, I come to you and pray for discernment. I pray that you will order my footsteps and place me in the right places at the right time. Father God, surround me with those who are willing to increase. Please place me with people who can contribute to each other's goals and desires. I pray that you pour positivity and light into my life and continue to allow me to conquer any obstacles that stand in the way of my growth process. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast. Again, this is Aisha Dohawk here with Nyoka Simone talking about Leap Before You Look, the principles to conquer your fear and live your life's purpose. Until next time, guys, thank you.
Thanks.